Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk, where we discuss the principles written in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. My name is John C. Smith, an intern at MCO Construction, and I will be your host for today. On today's Blog Talk, we're having a special guest by the name of Gonay J. And very briefly, I'm going to let her introduce herself to you guys.
So good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, John. And my name is Gonay. I'm from West Africa, Senegal. I'm an MCO intern as well. And I'm doing my master right now in management.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for coming on to the show, Gonay.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, today, guys, we're just going to touch the surface briefly on each chapter in the book, Think and Grow Rich. But this blog talk, we're going to focus on the first chapter, which is on desire. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask Gonay a few questions of what she got from the chapter and her input on the chapter. Mm-hmm. So my first question to you, Gonay, would be, what is one takeaway that immediately caught your attention in the first chapter in the book, Think and Grow Rich?
Oh, wow. That's an amazing question. So basically, one takeaway that catch my attention was the chapter title, Desire, the Starting Point of All Achievement, John. And everything in life has a starting point. So obviously, when I sat on my desk to read this book, I was mentally planning to be amazed by its content. The title of the first chapter charmed me and catch my attention a lot. And I knew it will be the beginning of an amazing reading moment. I had to go back and read again some paragraphs because of how deep they were. So basically, in simple terms, I guess I can say like everything starts with the mind.
Yes, yes, I definitely agree with you. I have also read the first chapter on desire. And from your answer, I would agree that everything that you've discovered was the exact intention of Napoleon Hill for every single reader.
True.
My next question for you, Gonay, would be, what did you already know about this chapter before you read it?
So, basically, before reading the chapter, I had an idea of what it will be about. I took a lot of leadership classes during my undergrad and now in my grad program. What I knew before is people get confused about the meaning of the word desire and the word hope.
I understand your point, but for the reader's sake, can you go more into depth of your claim?
Of course, sure. Desiring to achieve is different than hoping to achieve. And basically, when you desire, you believe you must achieve and will do all your best to achieve your goal. So failing will not be a problem and will not stop you. Because even though you fail, you will bounce back from it easily. When you hope, it's something different. You have a belief or expectation that something will happen. So there's a lack of burning desire right there. So I believe that desire remains the best opening chapter for this book. Because we all know that most of us fail at the implementation of our goal. The power behind the word is substantial to becoming successful in life.
I am impressed by your answer, Gonay. I like that. Mm-hmm. Now I think that everyone who's listening got a better understanding of what you were saying.
True.
My third question for you would be, what feelings did the first chapter evoke for you? Like, how did it make you feel when you came across your key takeaway?
Oh, wow. I was really full of emotion. The chapter really resonates me and just hit me very hard, but in a very good way. I just basically understand why most of us failed, because at the implementation of our goal, the desire to achieve was not there. We just had hope, but no desire. That burning desire is very important to move forward in life. And by understanding this chapter, I believe a lot makes sense now. We must desire for the sake of achievement. Even the 6 steps are not easy to achieve, but by failing and bouncing back from it easily, we're always ready to go beyond everything. And one could really catch my attention when I was reading the first chapter of the book. There is one quality which one must possess to win, and that's the definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it.
Thank you, thank you. I heard that you mentioned 6 steps towards desire. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know those 6 steps?
You will be very amazed by that. I know them by heart.
Really?
Yeah. They are really easy to put into action. And for now, I want everyone to pull out a pen and a paper and let's go about these 6 steps. So we have like 6 particular steps of desire. The first one will be to fix in your mind the exact amount you desire. The second, it's going to be to determine exactly what you will give in return. Third, establish a definite date. 4, create a definite plan and start with it whether you are or not. 5, write down all the previous steps I just said. 6, Read your statement aloud before sleeping and right after waking up. See, feel, and believe you are already in possession of the money.
Wow.
Basically, the author here, as I said, say that no one is ready for acquiring riches until he believes he can acquire it. The state of mind indeed must be belief, not hope or wish, because this will mean different things. And he adds that nothing is impossible to the person who backs desire and their faith.
Powerful, powerful,
mm-hmm.
powerful. And as you guys heard, Kone asked you guys to pull out a pencil and a piece of paper to write down those steps. If I were you, I would listen to this again and get those steps down and get started right away. And I truly believe that if you make it a priority to follow through with these six steps of desire, your subconscious mind will automatically take on at will what you are feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, this works both ways with positive and negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So by writing down a plan mm-hmm. and repeating it daily,
mm-hmm.
your goals may become more achievable.
Yeah, I believe that people just need to put enough desire behind their thoughts. And it will eventually always, as I said to my friend, my surrounding, that it will eventually transmute into its physical equivalent every single time.
Thank you, thank you. My last question for you, Gone, for today would be, would you recommend this book to all of my listeners out there? And can you give them just some kind of advice, some kind of thought that they can think on?
Okay. I believe that anyone can achieve anything they want in life if they have a strong burn desire. And as I said earlier, it's different than hope. It is definite and unsearchable. I would recommend to everyone, because at a certain time in life, we get lost. And reading this book will help you find your way and always be ready for any unexpected situation in life. Basically, and as I said earlier too, a great number of us wish for wealth and financial independence. But wishing alone isn't going to help us achieve our goals. If we want to get rich and realize our dreams, we need to recognize a burning desire within us, right? So it's essential for those of us who want to be successful in life to examine our own personal attitude towards setting goals and dreams. So basically, that's going to be my last word for this show today. And like, thank you so much, John, for having
me. My pleasure. That is some good advice for our listeners.
Exactly.
That is some very good advice. And I thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in with us today on today's blog talk on the chapter Desire and Think and Grow Rich, which is the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys can see from this first chapter already, we already have a great amount of knowledge on
mm-hmm.
just by the first chapter what Napoleon Hill is trying to portray to every single reader.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you so much, Gone, for coming on to the show.
Thank you. I was so happy today when you called me like, Gone, you're gonna be my guest for the show. I'm like, Yeah, but like, it was very nice having me here, and I'm very happy to share my point of view about this chapter, because I believe that it's very powerful. And like, as I say, desire remains the best opening chapter for the Think and Grow Rich book, because we all know that most of us fail at the beginning of our goal or our implement of our dream. So people out there who don't like reading, so please just try to get this book and try to read through it, and I believe that everything will work out.
Yes. And I personally feel that most people know the definition of desire, but they don't really know the power behind it.
Exactly.
And if you have a goal and a plan, mm-hmm. without desire, your plan is not really going to get anywhere.
Exactly.
You have to first believe in it without even seeing your goals and your plans right in front of you.
Exactly.
Just have the simple belief.
True.
And then desire to already have it in your possession, as Gone stated earlier.
True.
And trust me, the six steps that she mentioned,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, every single night, if you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, if you read these steps, read what you have written down under each step,
mm-hmm.
before you go to bed, and when you wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
in about 3 months,
mm-hmm.
you can be able to read those statements without even reading off the paper. You can get it from the top of your head, and it's going to be implanted into your subconscious mind.
True.
And you're going to go throughout the day just thinking and believing that you already have those things in your possession.
Exactly.
You understand? So I personally like this first chapter, and it's just a starting point. It's just a touch on what we're gonna accomplish with this whole book and the 13 chapters that we're gonna touch in this blog talk. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in with us today, and we look forward to seeing you on our blog talk for chapter 2-13. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me. And everyone, I wish you a great day, a nice weekend. We'll meet very soon. Thank you, John.